Yeah, I kind of grew up backcountry skiing, and I lived in Whistler, and I used to do those extreme ski competitions back in the day.
Oh, okay.
I did a few of those, and then, yeah, I bought a snowmobile for just getting into the backcountry with the skis, and then next thing you know, we were just riding snowmobiles all the time.
This is Snow Scooter Podden, presented by Sled Tracks.
Hej kära lyssnare. När detta avsnitt spelas in så befinner jag mig faktiskt i skotermäckat Revelstoke. Det är en plats som jag vet att många drömmer om. Idag har vi fått kört i riktigt djup puder och vi har fått ta fantastiska vyer. Och det här får faktiskt till och med en skoterentusiast som mig att bli religiös. Förutom en fantastisk resa här så har jag även fått äran att ta med mig en minst sagt legendarisk gäst i det här avsnittet. Det är en person som är ett känt ansikte sedan urminnes tider inom skoterindustrin. Vi har sett honom på skido i otaliga år. I mina unga år så såg jag de tidiga Slednex-filmerna där han gjorde luftfärder och dropp som kändes helt omöjliga. Jag vet faktiskt inte hur många filmer han har medverkat i. Mina damer och herrar. Snöskoterpodden har i detta avsnitt äran att ta med en riktig skoterlegend. Rob Alford, it's an honor to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so are you ready for the episode?
Oh yeah, I've been waiting all day for this.
Sounds good, let's do it.
Hej alla lyssnare, Dennis här på Marshfield Mountain Lodge. I samarbete med Snöskoterpodden erbjuder vi nu ett kanonpris på boende fram till den 30 april. Uppge Snöskoterpodden 15 vid bokning så får ni 15% rabatt. Hoppas vi ses. Ha det gott!
Arctic Cat has the ride you've been waiting for. Introducing the all-new Catalyst platform that was built to change the way you ride. Visit your local dealer and secure your new 2024 model today.
Snöskoterpodden sponsras även denna säsong av Polaris. Snöskoterleverantören med till exempel marknadens lättaste lösenskotrar och marknadens längsta fabriksgaranti på hela 5 år. Ja, du hörde faktiskt rätt. De har 5 års garanti på maskinerna. Tack så mycket Polaris.
Aktuellt. Latest and greatest.
So, thank you Rob for being here. It's an honor to have you on the pod. We have a common friend Josh that I hooked me up with you. Do you guys work and film together, or do you just ride together?
Yeah, we do a bit of riding together and just do some filming as well too for some content for like social media and stuff like that. So yeah, and Josh is a good rider and always fun to hang out with. So it's always a good time.
Yeah, he's a good rider. He has shown us some really good spots here in Revelstoke through the years. I follow you on Instagram as well. Are you like a fisherman on the summertime or?
Yeah, I've been, it's kind of a family business. I've been brought up in it. So commercial fish my whole life since I was a kid. So I do that in the summer and save some money up just so I can keep sledding all winter and, you know, having fun out there.
So are you basically on the Vancouver Island or where do you fish?
Yeah, we're based out of Vancouver Island and then I was fishing out of the north tip of Vancouver Island by Port Hardy last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it for prawns or what is it?
I've been targeting BC spot prawns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so they're quite popular. Our main markets are like China, Japan, and the USA.
Okay. I don't know what, are there like bigger prawns or smaller one?
Yeah, they're kind of... I think there's not the biggest one. There's some obviously different sizes, but apparently they're one of the better tasting ones in the world.
Oh, okay.
Everyone says that, but that's what the buyers tell us and they pay for it. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously on the wintertime you do a lot of sledding, but what do you have any hobbies on the summertime, like dirt bikes or mountain bikes or something like that?
Yeah, like when I'm done my fishing job, I usually get a couple, 3 months off, and I've been into the hard enduro dirt biking a lot, so doing tons of that, and then I've got a trials bike now, too, so I've been trying to get better and improve biking skills on that. And then got a mountain bike, so I kind of got all those toys and
yeah,
try and stay busy doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is the hobby fishing here in Revelstoke?
I don't know. I think I do it commercially for work, and yeah, I never really, when I got time off, I never want to do it.
So, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough. Then on the winter time, do you just ride for fun or do you guide as well? Or
yeah, in the winter time I do a lot of fun rides, and then I do some guiding as well. I got a website. It's called alfredlogchalet.com. So if anyone wants to come out and do a trip, look me up and love to take you out to some deep untracked powder, or hopefully anyways, eh?
Do you have rooms as well and sleds, or do you just do the guiding?
Yeah, I do have some rooms, and I rent out. I have, then I have new 24 turbo skidoos that I rent out as well, so.
The 165 or the 154s?
I got 165s, yeah.
Is there usually a lot of Scandinavian customers?
Yeah, I've had some skin, people from Sweden, Norway, people from Russia, people from the USA, and then I've had, local Canadians as well, or people from Ontario sometimes too.
I remember that I seen you earlier with Ski-Doo moves as well. Do you still do the commercial for Ski-Doo?
I got kind of retired. I think I got too old or something, so they got new younger guys doing that now.
Too old?
Yeah, no, maybe.
You can't be too old.
Yeah. No, I think, I did about 15 years of it. And then,
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of not doing that anymore. So,
isn't that just a number? I'm 43 years old.
Yeah.
But, when the helmets come on, I think I'm still 23 years old.
Well, of course, yeah. As soon as you get up there in the mountains on those snowmobiles, it's, you don't think about age. You're just more worried about having fun out there, so.
Yeah.
Snöskoterpodden presenteras av skoterdelen.com, Nordens största skoterbutik online.
Personen bakom, behind the scenes.
So Rob, I'm pretty sure that our listeners are curious about your background. Where did you grow up? Are you here from Reb?
I grew up on Vancouver Island.
Okay.
I grew up, skiing on Vancouver Island, and then I moved to Whistler for about 10 years, and then I started coming out to Revelstoke just for the, they'd get a couple warmer vents in Whistler where it rained to the top or something, so we'd come out to Revelstoke, and there was always powder out here, and then eventually I just moved out here.
How long ago is that?
I've been in Revelstoke for probably 20 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a family here with kids and wife? And
yeah, I do. I have a wife. We have named Chelsea, and then a little boy named Bronson. He's like a 4-year-old, so I just took him up snowmobiling the other day, actually.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Up on the Alpine?
We just went up just one of the groom trails up to the Alpine a bit,
yeah,
to a cabin, and then on the way down, he fell asleep on the front of the sled, and he's flopping around, and had to hold him up. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe what kids will sleep, kind of conditions they'll sleep in. It's funny.
Yeah. We got two kids back at home, and our oldest is a boy, and he fell asleep every time we went out riding as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have to held the steer with one hand and the kid with another.
Exactly what I had to do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another question. How long have you been a sledder? Is that always, is that 20 years as well, or did you start riding earlier?
I started riding when I was like 19 or something. So I started riding sleds when I was 19, and so I've been riding them for, 26 years now.
Yeah. So are you like a skier from the beginning, or?
Yeah, I kind of grew up backcountry skiing, and I lived in Whistler, and I used to do those extreme ski competitions back in the day.
Ah, okay.
I did a few of those, and then, I bought a snowmobile for just getting into the backcountry with the skis, and then next thing you know, we're just riding snowmobiles all the time.
Isn't that pretty usual? I hear from other guys and you as well, that starting with the ski and they buy a snowmobile to get it in the backcountry, and then the snowmobile is like the main thing.
Yeah, well, I really like skiing a lot, but it's just, the snowmobile is, we're accessing all these cool areas and you know, there's no people and there's all this fresh powder, and it just, you know, just it's such a neat tool to get out there and enjoy the backcountry. I don't know. Yeah, you end up just snowmobiling all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But you have been in the industry for quite a long time. Can you tell us how it all started? I can remember. What was your first Lennox movie? Was it like 4 or 5 or?
Yeah, I think my first movie was in Slednex 5, and then there was this company called Roops of Hazard.
Which yeah, was, those as well.
And so we used to. I was in those for a few years before Slednex. Oh. And yeah, we just had we're getting on the backcountry, and we're on the older ZX chassis, and
yeah, and, Summits,
Summits, and yeah, we were dropping off some big cliffs and stuff that we were doing with our skis, and then one day me and some buddies were like, oh, I think I'll try dropping that on my sled, and no one was really doing that, so people were kind of, you know, it was quite the rush, you know,
yeah,
you know, at the time people were thought it was just nuts, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was that, around the millennium or 2000?
Yeah, that would be like 2000.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. You look at one of those, like some of the errors we're doing back then, and you look at it now, and you look at the sled now. I saw one the other day, and I was like, I couldn't even believe we were doing that. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because the technology is so much better now, right?
The old movies almost looks crazier because you know how the sled were back then.
Yeah. Yeah, and then some of the... We had some big snow years back in the day too. It was like a couple record snow years. So we had really deep powder. So we did some pretty, kind of did some big errors, but we had the kind of the right conditions to pull it off then too, right? But yeah, if you look back at some of those videos, like some of the errors are as big as nowadays, really. Yeah.
Really, really big. Do you know how many moves you have been a part of?
I don't know. I've gone out for tons of different companies, so I don't even keep track of it, honestly.
Yeah. Can you tell me the best memory you got on the sled? That's a tricky one, I know.
Probably actually the year I did my Slednex 5 section. That was pretty fun because we had it was a record snow year, and then we just went out and teed up all these huge errors, and then I came out to Revelstoke and did a trip, and Dusty Wiedemann took us out, and we went up like Turtle, and there was no tracks, and it was epic pow, and we just had really good year, just like got a bunch of big errors in, some wicked powder, and explored a bunch of new spots. It was just like, you know, one of those years that you're kind of like look back on and go, that's,
yeah,
you know, hard to beat, right?
What is your favorite type of riding nowadays? Is it like technical tree rides, or do you like the open meadows, or...
Yeah, I like the technical tree rotting, and then just the challenge. We've been trying to punch into some areas we've never sledded before, so we've been trying to work out avalanche stability, the right conditions, the right snow conditions, and then try and get into some of these areas that no one's ever been in on a snowmobile. So we've pulled off a few good spots recently. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah. Are you doing those over the day, or are you pushing through and like tenting over the night? And
we just do day trips.
Day trips.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have quite big areas to explore here in Revelstoke.
Yeah, we've there's a lot of different riding areas here for sure. And then Revelstoke gets, you know, kind of like a snow mecca. It usually gets a lot of snow, so it's a good spot.
Yeah, yeah. So this year is one of the lower.
Yeah, we've had a slow start. So it's still December, but yeah, we're hoping it kicks on soon here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Detta avsnitt är sponsrat av Fågelsta, Sveriges ledande tillverkare av släpvagnar. De tillverkar alla släp i Jönköping, väg i väg med konstruktion, design och utveckling. Hitta ditt snöskotersläp på fågelsta.se.
Vi glider in på SM, de finns i Boden. De säljer skoten varje gång. De finns i Boden. Låt världen veta vad de heter.
SM-motor.
De servar skoten, reparerar.
SM-motor.
De är störst i norr på skoterkläder.
Sixtenilsons.com.
Framgång and motgång. Make it or break it.
So Rob, you have been riding since forever. Do you have been in any bigger crashes and hurt yourself bad, or?
Yeah, I've had one crash where I kind of I had actually my handlebars were loose on my sled and I should have tightened them and I didn't. And then when I did this big air, since I hadn't tightened my handlebars, which is totally my own fault, I landed and they flipped forward and I lost.
Forward.
Totally forward, like right under the hood.
Oh.
And then I lost control of the sled and then it was a steep slope and I started like cartwheeling down the hill. And I think it's in one of the videos, but I like flipped down the hill like 30 times, like catching air.
Oh, Jesus.
And I ended up breaking my wrist on that and had to get some stitches. So it wasn't that bad actually for what happened. But, and then another time I just landed kind of flat and broke my leg. I hit so hard.
Okay.
So I like rode out, but I was like, I had to get a cast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you went too far or too short?
Yeah, I went too far and just cleared the landing.
Yeah.
Landed flat and yeah.
Yeah. Left or right leg?
It was on my right leg.
Yeah. And how does the sled look? Is it like a print of your foot?
kind of bent the running boards a bit.
Yeah.
And then that same sled, actually, I guess it had, the oil pump had it bashed off the frame.
Okay.
And so it like, I sold it. Sold it to a guy and it still had warranty, luckily, but I guess it just all of a sudden the oil pump split and there's oil and it blew the motor because it stopped getting oil.
Ah, of course.
But then the dealer took it apart and then the whole frame was bent underneath it and the oil pump had been broken.
Okay. So luckily, that's a pretty hard landing.
Yeah, but they warrantied it, which is pretty nice of them.
yeah, that's nice. So that's like the hardest one on the leg. You have to do some. How did you come back from that one? Yes, practice or?
Yeah, I just, it wasn't too bad. I just had a cast on for a while and then just did physio and looked after it. Like it wasn't a horrible break, so.
It feels like you have managed really well, considering how big air you've done through the years and how much you've been riding.
Yeah, my worst problems have been from dirt biking.
Okay.
Yeah, I've separated both shoulders and.
Oh, Jesus.
Broken some ribs and shattered my foot. And yeah, but I still keep going.
Okay.
But sledding's and has been pretty good to me.
Yeah. So what is your motivation to continue to do the dirt bikes?
Well, I do the hard enduro stuff now. I was doing the track a bit. And
okay.
But it's, you know, you just can't wipe out when you're in dirt.
Yeah.
Whereas like sledding, you can wipe out and do a bunch of powder and be fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main difference. So if we're talking about the sledding, Jan, is sledding like a passion for you or lifestyle, or is it just a hobby? How do you see it?
Sledding's probably a lifestyle for me. Like I really like it, doing it. It's just the adventure of it. And you get up in the mountains and, you know, you get armpit deep powder and blue skies and all these crazy views and mountains everywhere. It's pretty unique experience.
Yeah. If the conditions are right, do you still hit big things?
Yeah, if there's like good conditions and there's a nice landing or whatever, for sure. One of the issues I've had from jumping, like doing big airs, is just like I've got like nerve damage in my neck from like whiplash.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I try not to, you know, give myself whiplash anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's a nice jump with a nice landing, then there's, why not, right?
Yeah. I remember that you back in the days did some huge drops as well.
Yeah.
Do you still like them?
Yeah. Like you say, if there's a good landing and I'm there, it's like the snow's deep and we're there. It's like there's no excuse not to, really.
Yeah.
It's just like back in the day, we'd just go around hunting the biggest areas. Now it's just like, if you see something where you're riding by, we're not like, you know, it's not our mission of the day to go find the biggest air ever, right? But
do you do your content on the GoPro or do you and your buddies film or how?
I have I had a drone for a bit.
Yeah.
And then crashed that. And then now I got a 360 camera I've been using.
Yeah.
And then I also have like a Canon R5, which is like a good still camera that shoots film as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, I go out with Josh a bit, and he does a fantastic job of capturing sled footage. So,
yeah. But you're still into all that, making
yeah, totally.
Content and
I post content on Instagram and Facebook and I have some stuff on YouTube. I got to do more of that probably, but
yeah.
I actually just posted stuff today on Instagram, so
yeah. Sweet. So, what is your biggest achievement so far? Is it the fishing company you have, the family company, or is it to be the big name in the industry, in the snowmobile industry, or what is your highest when you ask yourself?
My biggest achievement, I don't know. I've always just gone out and done stuff and tried to just enjoy life, and I'm not really trying to be anyone that I'm not. So I just, I don't know. But yeah, I've just tried to be successful and pay the bills and have a family and being able to get out and go sledding all the time and meet lots of cool people. It's, it's a good life.
Doing your own thing, own thing. Yeah.
Doing my own thing, yeah.
Yeah. So are we still going to see you in the industry in 5 years from now?
Probably.
10 years?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You got to go exploring deeper. Yeah.
Exactly.
With an expedition or something like that.
Yeah. I get one of those big fur hats.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Get a trap line, eh?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
You get food as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Hej, Dennis här på Marshfield Mountain Lodge. Vi har alla typer av boenden, stora parkeringsmöjligheter och körning för alla typer av skoteråkare. Ring mig och boka. Ha det gott!
Tarpol Paulsen. Quick 7 questions with yoga.
So Rob, I'm gonna tell you 7 quick questions now. You only got 2 options and you have to pick one. Are you ready for this?
I'm a little nervous about this, but yeah, go for it.
That's good. Okay, let's do it. The first one, Polaris or Arctic? You have to choose one.
I'd say, I don't know, the new Arctic looks cool. Arctic?
Okay, that's fine.
What about Skidoo?
Not an option on this one. Canada or USA?
Canada.
Beer and burgers or pizza and Coke?
Pizza and Coke.
Pizza and Coke, okay. Never more summer or never more winter?
Probably never more summer.
Family night or party night?
Family night.
That's probably the right answer.
Yeah, well, especially for my wife if she listens.
Yeah. Okay. 154 or 165?
165.
Pow or slush?
Pow.
Pow. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's why you live in Revelstoke.
Yeah, no one's here for the slush.
Yeah.
Hej!
Vem fan är du?
Ja, men det är Angelica från SN i Boden.
Vad säljer ni då?
Vi är ju Bodens återförsäljare av Skido och Lynx. Utöver detta har vi en grym webbshop med allt för en skoterintresserade. Så gasa in på www.sixtenilsons.com.
Det ska jag göra.
Bequem. No. The awkward questions.
So Rob, time flies and we are up to the last question. This one is a little bit tricky. We call it the awkward question. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Shoot.
Okay, Rob. If you could choose one thing to be a professional in, like anything you want to be, what have it been? Except sled, of course.
Yeah, except for sledding, yeah. What I could be a professional in.
Yeah.
I know that kite surfing looks pretty cool.
Have you tried it?
No, I'd like to go try it, but you know those guys doing those big airs off the waves and surf in the wind looks pretty rad.
Yeah. So in the next life, when you're on a sledder, you're gonna be a cat rider.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Rob. It's been an honor to have you on the podcast. The time really flies. Do you have something special you want to tell our listeners before we wrap this up?
Daniel, it's awesome having me on here. And yeah, thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great winter.
Yeah. What, did you have a website as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I guess I should mention that. Yeah, I have a website. It's called alfordlogchalet.com, and that's my place. I got lodging, got a guiding service, I got sled rentals, and yeah, you'd stay at my place with me, and I'll take you out riding and show you a great time.
Sounds good. Okay, Rob, it's been a really, really nice time to have you here. I hope to see you out in the snow this week, maybe.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
How long are you guys here for?
We're going to be here for Friday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, thanks for today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.